Hello, everybody. This is The One. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I'm always interested in kind of underground phenomenons, things that other people are into that you don't know about. So I want to tell you a story. I went in to get hair and makeup, and I had a pimple on my neck. And the makeup lady was looking at the pimple. She says, "I love popping zits." And I go, "So does my wife. I don't know why." Anyway, she goes, I watch these videos all the time. They're pimple popping videos. And I'm going, that makes no sense to me. So I walk back. I talk to somebody on my staff, Nora. I go, "Yeah, this one of the makeup ladies says she watches." And my Nora goes, "The pimple popping lady, Dr. Lee, the pimple popping lady." And I go, "Okay, that's two people." Then I go down to the five the next day, and I see a couple of my producers, and I go, "Yeah, you know, two people already have been talking about the pimple popper." They both go, "Oh, Dr. Lee, the pimple popping video, the pimple popping." She puts videos. She's a dermatologist who puts videos up of popping pimples, and I'm going like, how do all these people know these things that I don't know? So I did my research. She's called Dr. Sandra Lee is called Dr. Pimple Popper. She has 3.6 million subscribers on YouTube. That is bigger than most cable news show audiences. She has 891 videos out there that have exceeded over 1.5 billion. 1.5 billion views. It's a phenomenon. It's like one of those rock bands in the 70s that never had any airplay but sells out wherever it goes, and you don't know why. It's because of word of mouth. TLC has now announced a full series with hour-long episodes based on Dr. Lee because of this crazy phenomenon. I mean, it's nuts. She has like something like 3 million other followers on Instagram. I mean, this is insane. Dr. Sandra Lee is with me. Dr. Lee, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You make me feel proud to be a popaholic here with your what you're talking about.
This is so strange to me that so many women know this and other people don't, and that to me is a sign of an unusual phenomenon. I mean, how did this happen?
It's strange to me too, honestly. Yes. It's happened in the last 3 years, just three short years, and it's grown to this. And who would have thought that I have a show on TV now because of this, because of pimple popping.
Exactly. And by the way, I know that there are probably viewers and listeners who are listening to this and just grossed out by this idea. But you have to understand, for every one of you that's grossed out, there's two other people that know what we're talking about. That's why. So why are some people, Dr. Lee, why are some people grossed out, like me? I'm grossed out, but then Nora, say hi, Nora.
Hi.
Nora is one of our producers.
Hi, Nora.
Is completely addicted to your videos. Why is it that women don't have a problem with this as much as men do?
I don't really know exactly, but I have some ideas about it. I mean, it is if you see the demographics of the people who follow me, it is 75% women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I see a lot of people who are estheticians or nurses or, you know, deal with skin, mm-hmm. Tend to love these sorts of videos. And there's a lot of different theories. I mean, the fact that, you know, what's interesting, and I think Nora may agree with this, is in general, it makes people who like to watch these videos, it makes them happy.
100%.
It makes them content and relaxed. People watch these as their bedtime stories, like on a nightly basis.
It's cathartic. It feels good.
It's cathartic. It's like something releasing. It's like something that's not supposed to be there,
right.
And you're getting rid of it, and it's in a very calm, sterile, clean manner. And so it makes you feel good.
This
that
just
something's going back to where it should be.
This just blows my mind. And I have to say, I mean, it is – it reminds me, okay, is this what pornography would be for men, or is that an unfair parallel?
Well, I do group them into soft pops versus hard pops.
Oh my God!
And we say, you know, in a way, people have been in the past hiding, mm-hmm. and I just realized this in the last 3 years. People were hiding their like for this,
right?
And they were hiding behind, you know, under their covers or, you know, by themselves in their own room.
Yeah.
And now they're kind of proud to say they're not shy because they found their people. They
right.
found other people that like this too, and they realize they're not alone.
Pimple popping people.
Yeah, and it's interesting that this is actually why it grew quickly. The
right.
fact is that it created a lot of emotion in people who watch it, whether it be that they would really like it, obsession, versus complete disgust, because either way they would tag their friends.
Right.
So that's how it grew.
So and this leads me to a bigger question, because I'm still absolutely befuddled by the appeal. Because I've tried to look at them and I can't.
You got to start you off with a soft pop.
Yes.
You got to start off slow.
I do think that it has. I go back, I read a lot of evolutionary psychology, evolutionary biology books. And I do think women have a stronger stomach for such things because they're more nurturing than men. They have to
like
deal with these.
Grooming thing, too,
right.
I think.
That's a good point. Grooming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do people get beyond, in general, in med school, get beyond squeamishness? Do med students actually drop out because they can't handle it, or do they finally?
I think they become psychiatrists, or
yeah.
There's different things in there that you don't really have to deal with blood,
right?
Or that sort of thing. So I think. I would think that if you couldn't stand the sight of blood, I wouldn't even think you'd consider medical school. So
right.
I'm sure you get eliminated at that point. And for me, my father was a dermatologist, so I would have we would have textbooks sitting around the house with the most crazy
yes.
pictures in it. And it just became normal to me, My dad would be reading a journal with somebody with some growth coming out of their head, and I'd be eating breakfast next to him. So.
I worked at a magazine in the 1990s called Prevention Magazine. I was their fitness mm-hmm. editor. And this was before the internet. And we had giant books like this and also dermatological journals.
Yeah.
Like, I guess it would be called like dermatology or skin.
Yeah.
And I subscribed to them because I had to write about stuff. And I got kind of inured to it. I looked at these things. And it's like, it's amazing the variability of human of disorders right. and things that can happen to people. It's so sad.
It is, and I think the thing that people like about it too is that we treat it like there are things that look very abnormal, and we can relate to it because we all know what skin looks like.
You right.
know, you don't know what a diseased heart or colon looks like, but mm-hmm. we know when something is not right on the skin. And we treat it like it's normal because these are normal people. These are people walking around us, and you wear your skin like it's your armor or the way you present yourself to the world. So,
mm-hmm.
We don't want to make people feel bad about what they have, but we want to help them. And I think that's part of it too. It's really like, you are brought into the story of somebody like potentially changing their life.
Right.
And so it's a feel good thing.
Yeah. Too. I noticed that you do work on the homeless, and I maintain that we always talk about discrimination, disparities in terms of pigment and gender, but mm-hmm. I always believe that physical appearance trumps all in terms of discrimination. Like even a racist
yeah.
will find Halle Berry sexy because it's just like that. We are trumped by attraction. And if you talk to anybody who has had acne when they were a teenager,
yeah.
that is that's a hell of a burden to have and I think that leads to a lot of bullying, marginalization, and is that
–
I mean, I don't know. I just – as somebody who had, pimples when I was a teenager,
yeah.
I hated it.
I mean, I'll tell you, there are so many instances where we'll see patients in the office, little kids that come in that have one or two pimples,
mm-hmm.
and their parents bring them in because they themselves had bad acne.
Right.
They don't want their kids to go through that because they remember,
mm-hmm.
And this is a formative time in our life. We're trying to just figure out who we are and
yeah.
how we fit in the world and be able to relate to other people. And so if you have bad acne, it really affects your personality or who you become.
Right. It can turn you into a mark for being bullied because you wear
yeah.
the insecurity. And in the reality, I mean, if I always go back to evolutionary psychology, skin is a marker for physical health. It's a status marker. The healthier your skin is,
yes.
it tells people that you're good for childbearing and all this other stuff. And the sad thing about human beings is that we literally judge a book by its cover. If our body somehow looks at another body and decides, well, probably without
yeah.
even consciously knowing it,
Yeah, I think I completely agree with that. I mean, we know that. I mean, you in television industry or movie
yes.
industry, I mean, that's what sells. So, that's life,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately.
Is treatment – now, when I was in high school, the treatment for acne was the Clearasil and Stridex. That's all there ever was. And none of that stuff worked. But I've noticed...
Well,
go ahead.
It does. I mean, it does to some level. And the funny thing is that a lot of the ingredients that are in Stridex or Clearasil are still in acne products now. And we've gotten better. I mean, there's more a broader range of things to use. But, you know, essentially, you know, acne is something that we can't cure. We're just trying to control it. And, you know, it isn't life-threatening, but it is important to treat it because, especially if you have aggressive or severe acne, because you can be left with permanent scars. So, you know, most of us have had a pimple in our life, and they happen during our teenage years, and the reason that that happens is because that's when our hormones are going wild. You know, and that's what causes all this acne. And it's sort of like a rite of passage for many of us. But, of course, you know, I think that it's important. I think it's important to treat it, especially if it's going to affect your ability to deal with others and, you know, leave you with permanent scars. So it is So you have – so you get a random pimple here and there.
Oh, my God. You know
you
what?
You won't pop it yourself. You just let it leave. You leave it there.
I'm 53 years old, and I always was under the assumption that once wrinkles – like once zits stop, the wrinkles take over. There shouldn't be any overlap between zits and wrinkles. But somehow I can have wrinkles, and in between wrinkles, there's a pimple. What did I do?
Well, let me tell you, that's a good thing, though. Okay, I know it's bad in your light idea, but it's a good thing because it means you have oil in your skin.
Ah.
And you're gonna stay younger looking. You're gonna have fewer of those wrinkles.
So it's actually fighting the wrinkles. There's like a war. I feel like there's. I feel like there's a Disney movie coming on here between wrinkles. And pimples, you know, what's the little how they make the creatures
like
pixelated,
yeah,
pixelated pimples. That's I think you could write the script, Dr. Lee, about pimples and wrinkles.
Yeah, we'll see.
Dr. Lee thinks I'm crazy.
Yes,
no, I don't. Look who you're talking to.
Yeah, that's true.
You have the popping videos on the daily.
You have the craziest. Hobby. Okay, when I used to go to a dermatologist in San Mateo, California, that loved. And I didn't. I would leave that office. My face would be in absolute agony because he went to town on it. He was like, I don't know, the Vikings violating a country on my face. And
you know what's really funny though?
What?
Oh, sorry about that.
Go.
I was going to say that I am actually not a popaholic. I call myself a born again popaholic. Because I don't have a tendency to want to pick at people's skin or poke or remove their blackheads. And in fact, I can't stand it when people send me popping videos.
Oh, God.
People send me something that they've seen on the internet. I can't even look at it.
You only like to watch your own videos.
It makes me sweat.
You only like your own pops.
Flustered.
Yeah. So you only like your own. That's it.
Well, because I can see that like it's not clean.
Right.
And it's like there's no gloves and, you know, this person's probably in pain and – I don't know.
You're a popaholic snob. You're a popaholic snob.
I am.
You're a pimple snob. It has to be your way or it's your way or the highway.
I have to have control.
Yes. Can I ask you a general feeling about squeamishness? Because I've always asked, like when I see something graphic medically, I feel a sensation that is a lot like the sensation I get when I'm going down on a roller coaster where you're getting that, you know, that kind of like butterfly feeling in your stomach?
Yeah.
What is that? Why do I
I think it's like endorphins, right? That's what gives us, and sometimes it gives you a lot of energy later.
Really?
You know? I feel like
you do.
Sort of, or nervousness. You know what I get? I actually can't watch. Sometimes when I watch something that I don't want to watch that makes me squeamish, your mouth can water a little bit. And it's sort of like, I think it's your body preparing to throw up. It's like nausea. It's like early nausea.
Yes. That happens sometimes when I do TV, and I like when you do TV, anxiety can sneak up on you that you don't you don't know when it's going to happen. Like you could be very excited about doing a show, and then something in the green room when you're preparing can set you off. Like let's say a guest that's acting rude, or somebody that's acting unusual, or somebody approaching you. I've noticed something approaching me with a problem before a show starts. It triggers all of these things, and then what was supposed to be a great show. I end up sitting there and I'm kind of sweating and my heart's beating and I'm getting all of these fight or flight reactions. It's weird.
Yeah, that actually makes me good that you – I mean you have a lot of experience doing this and you still get those sorts of things.
Yes.
You know, and you kind of can't control or predict it because I get that all the time. But I get the cotton mouth and the, you know, that sort of thing.
It's – you know, it's a – it's – I guess it's good because it makes me do my job.
Right.
Because, but it's also, but it's definitely takes a lot of pleasure out of it when you think that all hell is going to break loose. But it's I'm almost never relaxed when I'm starting something. I've always got that feeling.
But I feel like you're probably like me. You like that sort of sense of control. Like I don't.
Yeah.
It's sort of losing control when someone comes up to you last minute and says, "Oh, we have a problem here. You
yes.
know, that we've got to fix." Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how I work too. I realize now, being in practice for over a decade, that yeah, I'm kind of like demanding. I like things a certain way.
Yes.
You know, I don't. I mean, I feel like it's like the right way, or the way I guess I can control it. I know that people are being taken care of here in this if we do it this way. And it's like that the way, you know, most of us work. I never thought that I'd be popping pimples or removing cysts and lipomas, and people come from across the country. People come from different continents
mm-hmm.
to see me now, and that is crazy. This just this phenomenon of social media.
Yes,
is mind-boggling to me because I've done some TV work for maybe like the last 5 years or so,
mm-hmm.
And you know you get some attention, but this is stratospheric.
It is.
People are coming to see me, and they're like shaking or start to cry.
Yeah,
they see me, and of course I'm in my pajamas, you know, at the supermarket or something like that. But it's just mind-boggling to me that what this has become. And
I want to reiterate this, that like for people listening to this podcast who usually come here for politics or for pop culture, that's a good title, pop culture.
It's literally pop culture, yes.
I'm trying to reiterate the fact that this is an actual real phenomenon because
yeah.
when it was first introduced to me in a passing comment from a woman who was doing my makeup and talking about it kind of almost obsessively about mm-hmm. these videos, and that when I casually mentioned it to the next three women, the responses were all intense. And they knew
yeah.
everything about it. And there were three different women. I mean, Nora, you told me.
I have been shaking since Monday getting ready for this.
Do you know that Nora
– I'm going to send you some merchandise.
Please.
Sure.
I said I'd be a guinea pig. You can work on me.
You know that Nora told me that she ended up – she ends up – you sometimes get lost in a pimple hole watching videos.
You can go down a little wormhole on YouTube, and then you've just lost 2 hours of your life watching soft and hard pops, everything in between. So
it's insane.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. People have also said my voice, like, triggers them to be calm.
You
this
do have a nice
ASMR,
voice.
Yeah.
That, like, response.
I do listen
that
to –
I guess is big on YouTube.
I do listen to, like, certain podcasts with people with calm voices because I find that it works better than, like, taking Z-Quil or, you know, or Xanax. Is there anything on – anything we need to look forward to with the show? And when does it appear?
Well, we have 12 episodes, which is stressing me out completely. But it's all wonderful. We have some really, really interesting patients coming from around the country, and I think it's going to start. I think in July.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. That was really nerve-wracking to have the show come out. Actually, this special. It was like I was freaking out because
yeah.
I thought people are going to hate this and. You know, I mean, what am I doing? What am I doing putting pimple popping on TV? And just the response was really, really wonderful.
It's so strange. It's such a – I mean, again, it's like uncovering something that is that's around that nobody yeah. knows about. And I'm just absolutely surprised.
Well, do you know how I found out about it actually? Because I just posted a pimple popping video randomly on my Instagram and it got more attention.
Uh-huh.
And then I went and posted a full video on my YouTube channel and then it got even more attention. And then I noticed when I posted that there were other blackhead extraction videos on YouTube.
Jesus.
I was like, what is this?
Wow.
Why are all these blackhead extraction videos? And somebody on there mentioned you might want to check out the subreddit popping.
Wow.
So I had never been on Reddit before. I went over there and found this subculture of people mm-hmm. that just shared videos with each other, popping videos that they
wow.
found on the internet.
Aye,
or they did themselves or showed their own pimple, you know, and posted it there.
Amazing.
And I thought, what is this? And then I thought I could be their queen.
Yes, you are.
you are
now their queen. Dr. Lee, it's such a pleasure to talk to you, even though I have no idea. I mean, I think this is I think it's positive for people to – it's harmless.
It makes people happy. Yeah, it makes people happy, and it helps people too.
Yeah, it's just such an unusual phenomenal. Any final questions, Nora, before I let the doctor
pop off? I'm just so excited. I'm very excited for the show in July. It makes people feel like, we have a little community.
Oh, my God.
And our skin problems aren't that gross or weird.
I'd be very happy to meet you one of these days. Maybe we can
100%.
But I'm definitely going to send you some stuff.
Thank you.
You have to get my pimple-popping socks and show them
please.
To Greg. You'll like those.
Pimple-popping socks. I never thought I'd ever say that. But I said that pimple. Get your pimple popping socks on.
Well, they're hands. You put them on your feet, your hands, and then you put your feet up in there, and you could pop someone's head.
Oh my God!
It's like you're popping a pimple.
Oh my goodness, Dr. Lee, a pleasure talking to you. Even if I can't watch your videos,
we'll get you to watch them. Don't worry, we'll work on you.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Nice to speak with you.
See
Nora.
Bye.